This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. As we continue to move through this pandemic, sportsmen and women are finding ways to pursue their outdoor passions and recreate responsibly. Now, as you may have noticed, with summer in full swing, more and more people are outside enjoying all Idaho has to offer. And a group of Idaho legislators who represent the Idaho Legislative Sportsman Caucus are wanting to make sure folks follow safety guidelines when they are outside. So joining us live today to talk more about this is Representative Sally Toon from Gooding. Welcome to the program, Representative.
Thank you so much for having me this afternoon.
So can you first tell us about the Idaho Legislative Sportsman's Caucus for maybe people who don't know what that is?
It is a group of legislators, both senators and representatives, that truly have their heart in the Idaho outdoors. We hunt, we fish, we bike, we camp. It is about promoting well about the recreation available to Idaho.
And we should note that it has members on both sides of the political party within this caucus.
Absolutely. And it's actually, most states have a sportsman caucus for their legislators.
So let's talk about some of the activities you mentioned. I mean, things like hunting, fishing, I mean, even recreational shooting. All of these can still be enjoyed right now. But part of what you're wanting people to understand is that you can do all of this and continue to practice the proper, you know, social distancing guidelines and all of that are out there.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, Governor Little at one point released and wants people to get outside, and we are there to back that up. If you feel ill, if you're sick, we do want you to stay home, and we want to encourage those kind of know yourself. But you know what? Our great outdoors offers great opportunities to people that use it all the time, but yet we want people to appreciate what we have, use responsible behavior, pack it in, pack it out. Mm-hmm. We want people to, you know, start seeing Idaho's great outdoors.
And with that, then also knowing what the proper protocols are right now when it comes to like health guidelines, right? I mean, because you and another representative recently wrote an opinion piece, and in there you talked about like, look, if you're going to go into town, let's say, you know, to grab a bite to eat, make sure you have like a face covering with you, just in case you might need it, you know, if you can't social distance and things like that.
That's absolutely right. We are in a new, unprecedented time. Face masks have just become part of our world. We need to respect local businesses. Idaho's recreation offers a lot to the Idaho economy. But we have to do it smartly. And we need to follow those state and federal guidelines. Just because you want to be outside doesn't mean you need to not be aware of the world around you.
Well, we're talking with Idaho State Representative Sally Toon about responsible recreating, in particular during COVID-19. So, Representative, we've seen a big uptick in people trying a lot of these outdoor activities for the first time, which is great to get more people, you know, involved in this. But with that being said, you know, if someone's trying something for the very first time, what do you want them to be aware of when it comes to recreating responsibly?
Well, it truly is thankful that we have such a great state that allows all those adventures. But, you know, when you go out, you really need to know what you're doing. You need to protect, you need to worry about safety of the activity. If you're boating, mm-hmm. You better have taken boating safety, and you better have the licenses. If you're going to go hunting or fishing for the first time, there are state licenses. And same way with biking trails, camping. Right now, we're extremely dry. There are some restrictions on campfires. You really need to practice responsibility, and that should happen with all activities.
Mm-hmm. And you know, what some people may not be aware of is how increased participation in these activities have some really big impacts on conservation. I mean, there are benefits to this, right? Can you talk to us about those benefits? I mean, really in regards to the American system of conservation funding.
Oh, absolutely. Just most of the 534,000 hunters and fishermen and women that Idaho had last year, they contributed to almost $1 billion to our economy. That is dinners for restaurants. That's conservation programs to our wildlife, to our state parks, as people call them. We have, that's money put back into Idaho to maintain them. And it's about making sure Idaho stays the pristine state that it is.
Right. And for people, right. And for people who may not participate, they may not realize that when you buy like your fishing license, your hunting license, that money goes back into conservation efforts here in our state.
Absolutely. Those monies are put into the state coffers. It either works with Idaho Fish and Game for many of their projects. It works with our state parks programs and maintenance of those programs. They go in lots of directions and they stay in Idaho. That's what's so awesome about it.
Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, too, all of the money going to local businesses when people do, you know, maybe go to a different county to recreate and then they, you know, stop at a mom and pop shop for a bite to eat. So it is a lot of money that can keep these local businesses up and going, right? I mean, especially right now.
Especially right now. We encourage you to know the area you're going to, you know, with our state and federal guidelines. But you know what? You need to support Idaho. And it's really nice to have you staying close to home to do your vacations this year.
Hey, the only vacation we took this year was in state. So see, I think we're all putting our money where our mouth is. Representative Toon, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about this, and also just that need to recreate responsibly from, you know, proper safety guidelines if you're going to be out hunting and fishing and boating, but also when it comes to the safety protocols for COVID-19 as we move through this.
I greatly appreciate the opportunity and be safe, but enjoy the great outdoors.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Idaho State Representative Sally Toon about responsible recreating during COVID-19. More of Idaho Matters right after this.
Thank you.